we have a brother, Nahor Hadish, who will be preaching to us today. Please.
It is my pleasure to be amongst you today.
今天非常高兴跟大家在一起。
I will start by introducing myself. My name is Nahor Hadish.
我想首先自我介绍一下，我的名字叫拿赫哈迪什。
I was looking through your program today.
我今天看了一下大家的节目单。
And I was thinking about my life, and I have only one brother.
我想想，我的生命里只有一个弟兄。
And I don't have any sister.
哦，但是他没有，他并没有姐妹。
My brother passed away 6 years ago now.
我的哥哥在六年前就去世了。
So I don't have any brothers and sisters.
所以他现在是既没有弟兄也没有姐妹了。
But when I looked at your program, it says Brother Nahor, so I'm still called a brother.
但今天节目当中说是拿赫弟兄，所以我想我还是一个弟兄，我还是有弟兄的。
That's only available because of Jesus Christ.
我能够称大家为弟兄，因为耶稣是这样的。
Because I am brother to you all.
因为我是大家的弟兄。
I have brothers I never had. I have sisters I never had.
你们这些弟兄姊妹是我从来没有过弟兄姊妹。
I am part of a body of Christ in Calvary Chapel in Uncasville.
我是在这个 Uncasville 这个加略山教会的在那个教会。
And I have an advertisement I will put for a conference that we are doing, but that's be for later. And by now you know that from my accent I am not originally from Connecticut.
那么我这有一个关于这个我们教会一个大会的一个单张那么这个我待会儿带大家可以去到后面去拿。但是我想到目前为止大家已经看出来但听出我的这个口音不是在康州出生的。
I think my accent betrays me and probably my accent is closer to Chinese. comparing to probably Pastor Chuck's accent.
他说我的口音恐怕是大家都听出来了，我的口音可能比起英语来说更接近于中文的口音，我的口音当然不能跟田城牧师的口音相比了。
But anyway, we have a translator.
但是我们有翻译，所以也没关系。
So I am from a country called Eritrea.
我是来自一个叫做厄里特利亚的一个国家。
Which is found in Africa, in Eastern Africa here.
在东非的一个小国。
What is going on in Eritrea right now is that there is a lot of intense repression of human rights, and this is one of the excerpts from Human Rights Watch.
那么最近呢，在厄里特利亚有很多这个践踏人权的一些事情。那么这个是在人权宪章里描述我们国家所遭受这个践踏和这个折磨。
Torture, arbitrary detention, and severe restrictions on freedom and expression, associations, and religious freedom remain routine in Eritrea.
那么他说，这个在厄里特利亚这个国家酷刑折磨随意的拘禁以及严格的控制言论自由、集会和宗教自由，在厄里特利亚这个国家还是家常便饭。
And you can read for yourself the rest of the things that are going on.Which you probably coming from China would associate with me much more than I can explain this to people who are originally from the U.S.
至于其他这个描述大家可以看，但是我想大家作为来自于中国弟兄姊妹，可能能够比美国人更加了解这个受逼迫的教会是个什么意思。
In particular, to the persecution of Christians, there is a systematic eradication of the faith Christianity.And today we do have more than 36 churches that are closed.
那么在我的国家呢，也有一贯的这个对宗教、对基督教的这个信徒的这个迫害。现在已经有36家教会已经被关闭了。
And over 3,000 pastors and believers and evangelists that are in prison as at now.
那么在我的国家里，总共有3000多名这个这个基督徒，包括牧师传福音的这个唱福音圣诗的，他们现在都在关在监狱里面。
3,000, if you consider it in the perspective of the Chinese population, might not mean anything.
3,000人对于中国这么大国家可能算不了什么。
But we are talking about a country of 3 million.
但是在我们这个国家只有300万的人口这个国家里，3,000人还是一个很了不起的，还是很大的一个比例。
Percentage-wise, this is a very high number.
所以说，对于国家来，对我们国家而言，这个比例是相当高的。
When I talk about prison, you might have an appropriate prison like in a building.
当我说被关在监狱里，你可能想象是一个正规的一个建筑物的一个监狱。
People are put in such containers that are put in desert places.
但是在我们国家，监狱就是这样货物的集装箱，被丢在沙漠里面。
Where it gets very hot in the day during the day and ice cold during the evening, that causes the body to deteriorate and the skin to peel off in this situation.
那白天当然是酷热难当，晚上又是奇冷无比，你这个皮肤都被冻掉了。
I can put some faces there to put a face behind the statistics that I just said, and these people are people who have taught me in the school, who have taught me in my childhood in the Sunday school.
那么我本来是可以给大家看一些这个我这些受迫害的基督徒的这个照片的。
The picture you see here is a refugee camp in Ethiopia. As a result of the all the repression.
那么下面这个照片呢，是在埃塞俄比亚的一个难民营，因为这个很多人受到迫害的基督徒就跑到埃塞俄比亚的这个难民营去了。
Not only Christians, but everybody disperses to the places around Eritrea.
所以这里呢，不光是有这个受迫害的从厄里特利亚逃出来的基督徒，也有所有在我们国家受到迫害的人。
This is one of the refugee camps that houses about 15,000 people.And there are 4 of these in Ethiopia alone, and similarly in other countries that are around Eritrea.
那么这个在埃塞俄比亚这个难民里面有一共有15,000人，那么在其他的国家还有4个这样的难民营。
So a group of Christians here from Eritrea came together to create this ministry called Nehemiah International Ministry.
那么在美国的呢，像我这样一些来自于厄里特利亚的这个信徒呢，就成立了一个机构，叫做尼西米国际事工。
So, the mission is to serve the persecuted church, the needy and the destitute, because when the needy are supported by the church and the church is not there, then we do have a lot of needy, and then also the dispersed in the different refugee camps around Eritrea.
所以我们的使命有三个，第一个当然是去帮助那些受迫害的被监禁的那些地下的教会。第二个呢，我们是帮助那些即将要被关闭的教会，因为他们的这个财政和各方面都需要支持非常这个贫困潦倒。那么第三个使命就是帮助那些分散在世界各地的在我们厄里特利亚的信徒。
So what am I asking standing here is to get involved with us, and the main thing we want fromthe people who want to partner from us is prayer.
那么我在这儿就呼吁所有愿意跟我们一起来承担这个施工的人，我们一起来祷告。
And the reason is that the problem is so huge, it is God-sized that it is difficult to even try to approach it, in a usual manner.
因为这个受影响、受迫害人群是人数是这么多，所以我们都不能用通常的方法来帮助这些人。
So if you want to need more information on what is going on and then also try to learn a little bit more, you can visit our website where we update things in terms of what's going on. And if you want to do financial help, we also have a means to do it there.
如果大家想在祷告上和这个关祷告上以及在这个金钱上有关于支持的话呢，请那个参观这个网址。
So this is a little bit of about me and the ministry I am part of. Now let's go to the word And as is said before, the title for today's teaching is the church.
那么在介绍完了这个我们国家的我这个事工以及我们国家信徒之后呢, 现在跟大家来分享今天的信息。
When we started reading the scripture for today, the scripture started by saying, after this, or afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples.
那么在这个约翰福音21章一开始说, 这些事以后耶稣向门徒显现。
It is evident from here that when it says after this, the question is after what?
那么这些事以后, 那么这些事到底是指的什么事呢?
And the challenge of looking at a book or at a chapter from a book is
那么对于这个, 如果我们单独的只是看圣经中一章, 那么就会造成一些困难。
Is that there is a story that has been building before that we are missing.
这个困难就是, 那可能之前有些故事, 我们还没有, 我们还不太了解。
So I would like to give you a little background on the book of the Gospel of John so that we can pick up the story that has been building up in this gospel.
所以我想在开始以前跟大家介绍一下约翰福音的一些背景, 然后再进入今天这21章,
第21章。So the Gospel of John is one of the four gospels in the Bible.
约翰福音是 新约四福音中的一部。
Obviously written by John, who is one of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
作者是耶稣的十二门徒之一约翰。
He reveals himself in chapter 24, in verse 24 of the chapter that we read, who he is.
那么他在24节就讲了约翰他的身份是什么。
He is also the writer of other books of the Bible, the 1 up to 3 John, the book of John, and also the book of Revelation.
约翰也同时写了约翰一二三书以及启示录。
We know the son, the father and the mother of John, he is called the son of Zebedee, and his mom is called Salome.
我们从别的地方知道, 这个约翰的父亲叫西比泰, 他的母亲叫萨罗米。
Salome was one of the women that served Jesus and also were present at the cross when he was dying there.
那约翰的母亲萨罗米呢，是在耶稣生的在世的时候服侍过耶稣，而且在耶稣在钉十字架时候，他也在十字架的下面。
She is known for pleading for her sons to Jesus that they should be number 2 and number 3 in his kingdom.
萨罗米也同样向耶稣要求过，希望他的两个儿子在将来能够坐在耶稣的左边和右边，成为第二号和第三号的角色。
The disciple John was referred to us by Jesus as the son of thunder, but then he was later referred to us the apostle of love.
那么一开始约翰的外号是雷子。 但是后来呢，他成了爱的使徒。
So he means it means that this guy has an anger problem.
雷子说明这个约翰可能脾气不太好。
But then he was transformed into a loving person.
但是后来他却成了一个爱人，一个非常爱人的一个使徒。
I think this is the transformation that some of us can use.
我觉得这个也许我们每个人都能够有这样的经历就好了。
So it's good to follow John in his journey.
所以我们如果能够来跟从约翰，他的这个人生旅程是对我们有益处的。The
aim of the writing of the Gospel of John is to prove that Jesus is God's Son.
约翰福音的写约翰福音的目的就是要证明耶稣是神的儿子。In
John chapter 20 verse 31, it says, But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, that believing you may have life in His name.
在约翰福音二十章的最后一节是说，但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。John
emphasizes Jesus Christ as the Son of fully man and fully God.
所以 约翰告诉我们，耶稣既是完全的神，也是完全的人。
And that's why he starts ministry, his book, not by genealogy like Book of Matthew, but he starts by saying he was from the beginning.
所以呢, 约翰福音一开始不是像其他的那个对观福音、三部福音说, 都是以家谱开始, 而是说, 太初有道。
He was involved in every aspect of creation.
所以他是从创造开始讲起的。
Later he became flesh.
那么神后来道成了肉身。
And he became a spotless lamb to take our sins.
那么后来神又成了一个无罪的羔羊, 为了赎去我们的罪孽。
Now, when we read through the book of the Gospel of John,
当你看这个读约翰福音的时候,
and read chapter 20, that is the chapter before we the last one,
当你读到, 20章的时候,
John describes how Peter runs to the tomb of Jesus Christ after Mary told them that the stone was moved.
其中记载到这个约翰, 听说是主复活以后就跑到坟墓里, 而玛利亚在坟墓外面哭泣。
So when they came and ran into the tomb and they couldn't find him, they left confused.
但是当约翰和彼得和约翰到了坟墓里, 发现坟墓里面空空的时候, 他们两个都糊涂了。And
then he tells us that Jesus appeared to them twice.
但是后,
One, sometime, first time without the presence of Thomas, and the other with the presence of Thomas.
但是后来耶稣又向他们显现两次，一次呢多马在那里，一次多马不在那里。
Finally, when we read the last verse, that is verse 30, it reads like an epilogue.
那么如果你读到二十章三十节的时候呢，好像是就这个好像快要结束了，感觉这个约翰福音。
And if you're reading through that, you think that that would be the last chapter.
你还如果你读这，你觉得二十章就应该是这个约翰福音的最后一章了。
But then you find chapter 21.
但是接着又有21章。
So when you read chapter 21, it looks like reading through an addendum.
所以你当读21章，似乎觉得好像是在读一种附录的感觉。
John was like, "Oh, I forgot one thing. There is another story that I need to tell you."
好像似乎约翰是说，哦，对不起，我忘了一件事情，我要把它写下来。
And then he says, "Afterwards, Jesus appeared to the disciples."
所以这就是。 这些是以后耶稣向门徒显现这么一个
So that's where we picked up this afternoon.
所以今天我们从这儿开始。
In the part that we read, shall I continue?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. In the part that we read, there is a picture that we get out of this chapter.
今天我们读了这个经文呢，大家可以读到一个，其实有感觉有一个很大的一个主题。
And that picture is a picture of a church.
那么这个主题，这个画面就是教会。
In fact, the picture of the church.
教会是唯一那个独一的教会。
And it's interesting that this book is before the establishment of the church, which is Book of Acts.
约翰福音本身也是在这个使徒行传之前，而使徒行传就是讲教会的这个历程的。
There are two main things in the chapter that would point us to this picture of the church.
那么在这个约翰福音里，21章讲了很多教会的方面。Because
first, the encounter happened when they were fishing.
那么首先，耶稣向他们显现的时候是在门徒打鱼的时候。And
fishing signifies the finding of souls or the saving of souls. In Matthew 4:18, when Jesus was calling Peter and Andrew, he promised that he will make them fishers of men.
那么在 这个福音书里面打鱼是象征着拯救灵魂，因为在马太福音第四章说，耶稣碰到了这个西门和他的兄弟安德烈，他们当时在打鱼。耶稣说：“来跟从我，我要你们得人如得鱼一样。”As
we go into the chapter, we will see that there are more details that would point us to this direction.
那么的确，我们看到了，在我们往下读的时候，发现啊，这个得拯救灵魂的确是一个很重要的主题。
The second point is when Jesus was concluding this third encounter that we just read with his disciples, he entrusted Peter with three things.
那么在耶稣, 在跟门徒显现完之后, 他又托付了彼得, 三件事情。
Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep.
喂养我的小羊, 照管我的羊, 喂养我的羊。
Peter is the rock that Jesus said he will build his church upon.
我们知道彼得是耶稣说，我要把教会建立在这个磐石上。
Thus, he gave the mission of the church by these three things.
所以这三件事情就是耶稣给教会的使命。
We will go back and look at these things in more detail, but just to give us a picture of where we are going with this chapter.
但是我想这个给我们一个很好的一个图像，这一章讲什么的一个图像。
So the first idea about the church, we find it in the first four verses.
第一点呢，在前面第一到四节，我们看到了这一点是。
So this happened when the disciples were confused.
那么这个时候呢，门徒是非常的迷惑，非常的这个糊涂。
In the last few days, a lot of things has happened. Their Savior has died, and now they have seen him coming back to them. So they are in a state of confusion.
因为在过去几天里面，他们的主被钉死了，所以他们之间一片混乱，一片茫然。
And in that situation, what seems wise to do is to go back to basics. And the basics are the things that you know best.
所以呢，干脆还不如回到以前这个简单的生活。那么简单生活，那就是回到原来的这个职业了。
So Peter, being a fisherman, announces that he wants to go out to fish.
所以彼得对大家说，我要去打鱼去。
Then the others thought that was a good idea, and they said, "We'll go out with you."
别人觉得这个主意不错，所以说我们也跟你一起去。
They went out to the sea and to do what they want to do, and that even became difficult.
但是他们发现，当他们回去再想去做重操旧业的时候，发现这个事情也不是那么容易。
And they caught no fish, nothing.
他们什么鱼都没有打着。
When we bring this idea in parallel to the church, the idea that comes out is that the church cannot be established by human will.
所以我们学到一个功课，就是说，教会不是靠我们的这个意志、我们的想法能够建立的。
Because the mission of the church is to catch fish, as we have established earlier.
因为教会的使命是得人如得鱼。
Let's create a church. Let's establish a church. You cannot do this by human initiation.
但是你不能，当你说你要建立一个教会，建立一个教会的时候，你不能靠自己的这个意志和自己的血气来做。
After all, we have been the students of Jesus Christ. It's easy for us to create a church. It's easy because I have a degree in theology.
如果你觉得我是耶稣的门徒，我有一个神学的学位，我就能够建立教会了。如果你这么想的话
，I grew up in the church, and if I want to fake or to create a church, I know all the lingos, so that might be easier for me.
你觉得如果说我从小就在教会长大，我对教会的这些事情都了如指掌，所以我很容易能够造出一个教会来。
So in Psalms 127, it says, "Unless the Lord builds a house, builders work in vain."
但是这些实际上是行不通的，因为在诗篇127篇这么说：耶和华建造房屋，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力。
And more so when we come to building the church.
所以当建立房屋尚且如此，那么建立教会就当然更是这样了。
On this rock, I will build my church," said Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，我要再把我的教会建立在这磐石上。
In the psalm that I just mentioned, it doesn't say they cannot build.
那么刚才我引用这个诗篇这个经文，并不是说我们不能去建造。
The ultimate purpose of the church is to populate the kingdom of God.
教会的一个很重要的使命就是把神的国带在这个世上。
However, a church that is established by the human will catch no fish.
但是如果是靠着人的意志所建立的一个教会是打不到鱼的。
Because God is always the initiator when it comes to saving.
因为拯救是从神开始。
I guess Peter and Co, being fishermen, knew exactly what they were doing.
我想彼得和他的这个同伴是知道他们当时是做什么的。
They are experts. They know when to fish. They know when to not fish. They know all the mechanics involved.
他们知道他们是打鱼的这个行家，他们知道什么时候下网，什么时候不下网，他们是知道一清二楚的。
But we can say, oh, at least they had fun together, going out together to fish.
那就算他们什么也没打到，那个时候，但他们至少乐了，找了一个乐子吧。
Sometimes that's how we approach the church.
这也是我们很多时候来到教会的一个原因。
To come together and have fun, and that's not necessarily bad.
我们来到教会也许只是为了娱乐一下，找个乐子。当然了，你不能说这完全错。
I can tell you that that's one of the inevitable byproducts which is good out of coming together.
那么有乐趣呢？当然这是一个来到教会的一个副产品。
In fact, when we come together, we feel so warm that we forget about catching the fish.
但是问题是，如果你只是沉迷在这个乐趣里面的话，你就可能会忘记去打鱼这个事情。
And the pursuit becomes like a club.
那么这个教会就变成一个俱乐部。
However, the church should be a hospital.
但是教会应该是一个医院。
When I was sending the material that I have to Dean, I sent by mistake a different chapter.
当我把我这个我讲章发给定州的时候，我发现我的这个章节发错了。
And that was John chapter 17.
我发给他的是第十七章，约翰福音第十七章。
When he pointed that out to me, it seems your contents are chapter 21, but you say chapter 17.
所以当定州告诉我说啊，你说你会讲二十一章，可是你发给我是约翰福音十七章。
I thought this cannot be by accident.
我说这个一定不是出于偶然的这个错误。
So I read, if we look at chapter 17, it's the beautiful prayer that Jesus prayed for us for the church of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我又看了看，我又读了这个约翰福音十七章，发现十七章讲的是耶稣为教会的祷告。
And there in chapter 17, verse 15, it says, My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
约翰福音十七章十五节，耶稣的祷告是说，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离了恶者。
So the church is like a ship or a boat.
所以教会就像一艘轮船。
It is made for the water.
当然，船是要在水里行走的。
For the ocean, its purpose is to navigate through the ocean, and there will be people who are swimming, that are drowning, and then its purpose is to save those that were drowning.
当这个船在海里行走的时候，当他看到海里有那些正在呼救、正在溺水的人，那么船上人应该把这个人从救到船上来。
If we are afraid, then the issue with the boat is that it should navigate in the water.But water should not come into the boat because that is disaster.
但是轮船在水里走，并不意味着水可以到船里来。如果船进了水，那就糟糕了。
So Jesus prayed for his church that we should be not out of the world, but not of the world.
所以耶稣的祷告就说，我们的信徒不要离开这个世界，但是你不要跟这个世界同流合污。
So when we save wet people.It's evident that we will bring some of the wetness into the boat.
所以我们的确，我们会带把这个船上带来一些见证人。
So, you know, we cannot say that you are wet and come dry into our boat.
当然，我们去救人的时候，我们并不是说你这个人干了才能上船。的确，我们救上的那些人都是湿漉漉的。
That's why we call the churches like a hospital. We bring them to recover in our church.
所以这就是为什么我说教会是一个医院，把那些受伤的、得病的人带到我们中间来。
So the attitude here is to catch fish.
所以这里的一个正确态度是你要去打鱼，去得人如得鱼。
But the church is God's idea.
但教会，究其根源来说。是上帝的旨意。
And no will of man can accomplish that.
人的意志是不能实现这个目标的。
The second point we find in this chapter is found in verses 4 to 6.
那么第二点呢，是来自于第四节到第四六到第六节。
There it says that early in the morning Jesus stood the shore, but the disciples did not realize him. He called out to them, Friends, have you any fish?No, they answered. He said, Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to hold the net in because of the large number of fish.
第四六节到第六节是这么说的：天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
The presence of Jesus makes a difference.
所以耶稣在不在那里有一个很大的不同。
Here is where we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to call the unintuitive.
所以我们要靠着圣灵做一些不是那些我们直观那种我们想象那样表面的事情。
That is the problem with the work of God. We cannot rely on our own knowledge, on our own expertise.
那么这个就是我们今天为主做工的一个很大的问题。我们不能只是依靠自己的能力。
These guys are fishermen. In fact, you can call them the professional fishermen. They know when to fish and they know when not to fish.
像彼得这些门徒，他们是职业的打鱼人呐、啊，他们知道在什么时候打鱼，该怎么打鱼。
And they know why they didn't cast their net to the right, but they cast it to the left. They know pretty well why they did this.
当他们把网撒到左边而不撒到右边的时候，他们也显然也知道他们为什么要这样做。
And a stranger is there standing, and he asks them to do. The stranger doesn't even look like a fisherman, but he's asking them to do that is something that is not intuitive.
但这个时候来了一个陌生人，却要他们撒网。做了一件他们觉得可能根本不是很专业的事情。
In fact, he looks like more like a carpenter than a fisherman.
我想这个陌生人看起来更像一个木匠，而不是一个渔夫。
I think that's how we deal with people. They are not among us. They are not with us. They are not like us.
今天我们有这样同样这种观念啊，这个人跟我们不是一类的，这个人不是我们中间的一员。
But sometimes what we know and what we think we are experts on limits us from seeing.What God has seen for us.
但如果我们总是过于依靠自己的这个专长和能力，有时候就限制住我们来依靠主。
So the prayer for our church might be today that be among us, bless us with your presence, so that we can see the unseen.
所以今天我们的祷告是让圣灵来充满我们教会，让我们看到我们眼所看不见的。
To pray that He would help us to cast our net to the right.
帮助我们把网撒在右边。
Jesus saw so many fish for Peter and his friends that they haven't seen for themselves.
那么因为耶稣在那里这么一个命令，他们打了很多很多的鱼，是从来没见过那么多的鱼。
So they found so many fish that they cannot even haul their net.
他们鱼多到一个地步，甚至连拉网都拉不上来了。
Until they seek help from their friends,
他们只好叫朋友们一起来拉。
Until they wonder why people wonder why the net is not torn,
他们也会觉得哎，为什么网还没有破呢？
Until the whole Chinese community is saved,
直到我们华人社区每一个人都被得救了。
That's the prayer for this church.
我相信这就是给这个教会的一个祷告。
Now let's jump to verse 11, and there it says.So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn.
十一节这么说，西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。
I wonder here why he gave the exact number 153.
我不知道耶稣为什么把这个数字说这么精确，一百五十三条鱼。
If I were to report this event, I would say about 150 fish.
如果是我做这个报告的话，我大概说大概有一百五十条吧。
But with God, there is nothing like approximately.
但是对神没有模糊数学。
He knows all us all by name. He knows who He will save.
他知道每个人的名字，他知道每一个得救人的名字。
So when we wonder what is the purpose of our church and what is the purpose of our life and what is the purpose of, you can fill the blank.
如果你今天问教会的目的是什么，人生的目的是什么，或者什么什么的目的是什么？
There is something that God saw for us, and this is applicable not only in the context of a church, but in the context of our individual lives.
那么上帝给我们有一个很好的答案。
The third idea of the church is found in verses 7 to 14.
那么关于第三点是来自于第七章到第十四章是第十四节第七到十四节。
There it says, I'll read it till verse 8, and then the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards.
耶稣第七节这么说，耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳到海里。其余的门徒约有两百里，就在那小船上把网那网鱼拉过来。
So, here it used to worry me a lot, in fact, to bother me a lot when I say, when I read the disciple whom Jesus loves.
那么这里呢，有一个让我很困扰的一个形容词，就是耶稣所爱的那门徒，这是什么意思
？Because it seems that Jesus had favorites.
是不是耶稣有偏心呢
？But the person who is saying this is John himself.
当然，这个
referring to himself.
当然，我们知道，后来知道，其实耶稣所爱的那个门徒就是约翰自己，这是约翰自一个自称。
Growing up, I thought that my older brother was favored in our family.
在我小时候长大时，我总觉得我的哥哥是我父母所偏爱的那一个。
Looking back, that was not the case. And even if it were, I guess my parents were right.
当然，现在来看呢，也许我并不是那么回事。就算我父母是偏爱我的哥哥，那也是他们自己的这个，他们也许做的是对的。
So with this phrase that John uses, the disciple that God loves.
所以当约翰用这个词耶稣所爱的这个词的时候
He's just saying that you know, he is loved by God.
他所表达意思就是只是说约翰是耶稣所爱的。
If my brother said that he is loved by my father, there is no offense to me.
但如果我的哥哥对我说我爸爸爱我，那对我当然也那我也不会真的会对他生气啊。
So John, he's just saying, I'm grateful that I'm loved by my father.
所以约翰也要表达意思，就是说我对耶稣爱我这个事情，我非常的感恩。
So that's all. So if you're bothered like me, then I guess the case is rested here.
所以我觉得这就是这句话的意思，所爱。所以你不要，我希望大家不要被这句话这个词所困扰啊，它就是指着耶稣爱他的意思。
So we see here that John recognized Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到耶稣已经约翰是认出耶稣了。
But the one who sprang up to action was Peter.
但是呢，采取行动的却是彼得。
So in the church, there are those who discern.
所以在教会里也是啊，有些人呢能够辨识。
And there are those who spring up into action.
有些人呢能够马上采取行动。
The church has many parts.
因为教会是有很多很多不同的肢体组成的。
And they have different functions.
他们也有不同的功用。
That's the image of the picture that of the church that we see here.
所以这就是我们教关于教会的一个很好的一个图像。
The different gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to the church.
那么圣灵按照他的恩赐给人给教会不同的恩赐。
Are used to enrich the church.
但是目的只有一个，是让教会更加的丰盛。
But sometimes sadly they are not used that way.
但是很遗憾是，有时候我们对于神的恩赐却用的不当。
This is addressed by Apostle Paul in the chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, in detail.
那么使徒保罗在哥林多前书十二章详细了讲述了这个问题。
So the idea that we get here is that the church has many parts but one body.
所以呢，教会有许多肢体，身体却只有一个。
The first idea that we get is found in verse 9.
关于这个第四点呢，是来自于第九节。
And it says there, when they landed, they saw that a fire burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
第九节说，他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。
Now the servants have, the disciples have been working the whole night, but they caught no fish.
这些门徒呢，整夜劳作，却没有打到一条鱼。
If I were their boss,
如果我是他们的话
，waiting at the shore to comment these guys.
如果我当时在那里的话，我可能会对这些渔夫这么说。
I would say, where is the fish? Hey, experts, huh? I would say this in a most sarcastic way.
我可能会用很讽刺语说，hey, 打鱼的行家，你们的鱼在哪里呀？
Then no fish, no breakfast.
你们没有鱼，你就没有饭吃咯。
You know, when we are in life, it is tiring. We do toil, and in ministry, we do work, but sometimes we get nothing.
我想在生活里，在教，不管是在世上生活还是教会生活，都这样。我们整夜劳作，却一无所得。
And we do have a lot of burned out people, in the society. Even ourselves here might be burned out.
所以在社会上，在教会里，都有很多人是累得筋疲力尽。
Because we have been laboring all night, but we caught nothing.
因为我们整夜劳作，却一无所获。
Everyone has his own ministry. Be it a ministry in the church, or be it in ministry in raising kids, be it in the ministry, as a teacher, everybody has a ministry.
世上的每一个人都有你自己的侍奉，不论是在教会的侍奉，还是在抚养孩子方面，在工作方面，你其实每个人都有自己的侍奉和工作。
And if you work all night and you caught nothing, that is a recipe for burning out.
如果你整夜劳作却一无所获，那当然你就一定会筋疲力尽了。
But here Jesus Christ comes and asks them to come to breakfast.
但是耶稣却这个时候叫大家来一起来吃早饭。
Working for Jesus Christ in whatever things we do should not be a burning out experience.
所以我们如果是为耶稣所做事情，不应该成为一件让我们很筋疲力尽、很累的事情。
Because in his work, if you realize whatever we do is for him, he initiates, he provides, and he rewards.
因为我们所做的一切都是始于耶稣，也是由耶稣来供应，最后耶稣还会奖励我们。
You are called to feast.
所以我们所要做的就是来一起来吃早饭，来一起来共享这个筵席。
You are called to feast on what he has done.
我们的筵席，我们能够吃到这个筵席，都是神所预备的。
He sees for us and he makes things happen for us.
耶稣替我们来看，耶稣为我们预备。
Working for Jesus is good. He asked them to cast their net on the right. They caught it, the fish, and they were happy. Who provided? Jesus. And then they got to get the reward.
所以给耶稣做事真是一个很好的事情。你看耶稣让他们怎么打网，耶稣让他们能够上岸来吃，然后耶稣还为他们预备好一切可以吃的。
He is there not to point out about your faults, about the things he didn't catch. He is there to invite you to a breakfast.
耶稣并没有指责他们的错误、他们的不足，耶稣也没有指责他们什么都没达到，耶稣怎么样，却去邀请他们来一起来吃早饭。
And he doesn't need anything that you even caught. He has his own fish and he has his own bread.
这个鱼和饼甚至都可能是耶稣自己为他们准备的。
In Matthew 11:28, Jesus invites, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
在马太福音11:28-30是这么说：凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。我就是你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
This is amazing about the gospel.
所以这就是福音让人感到非常惊讶的一个事情。
We are called to eternity because of what he has done for us.
我们能够得到永生是因为耶稣为我们做的一切。
Yet in serving Jesus and ministry, we are caught in a trap ofgetting burned out.
然后在服侍耶稣的时候，我们常常呢就陷入一种一个筋疲力尽、一个整夜劳作一无所获的一个境界。
Well, his invitation is to come and rest.
所以我们要记住，耶稣对我们的邀请是让我们来安息。
Let's ask him which side we should throw our net.
让我们来向耶稣询问，我们该往哪边撒网。
Ask him out for breakfast.
我们要。请耶稣来跟他一起来吃早饭。
His answer is always yes, because in fact he was waiting.
如果你要耶稣带你吃早饭的话，他一定会说好吧，来吧，因为他一直在等你啊。
He says, "Come, rest, feast, have breakfast."
耶稣说来休息吃饭。
Warren Wiersbe, in his book, On Being a Servant of God, he writes,
那么 Warren Wiersbe 呢，在他的这个如何做神的仆人这本书里是这么写道，
We are called to be distributors, not manufacturers.
他说，我们的使命是作为一个分配的工作，而不是做一个制造的工作。
In the parable that Jesus tells, when he was feeding the 5,000,
在耶稣喂饱五千人那个故事里
，which is a miracle which is recorded in all four gospels.
那么这个神迹也是唯一一个在四部福音书里都记载过的一个神迹。
The disciples gave an advice to Jesus Christ when he asked them to feed the 5,000.
那么门徒呢也给了一个如何喂养这个喂饱五千人，他们也有自己的一个建议。
Their advice was to avoid the problem.
他们的建议就是说啊，避免这个问题。
Send them away.
把他们打发走就行了。
Because they missed their duty as distributors, they were assuming the duty of manufacturers.
门徒之所以这么想，因为他们忘记了他们的职责是用来是分配。而不是来制造。
Jesus alone has the resource to meet human need.
因为只有耶稣才能够创造，才能够供给。
The reason for burning out is because we want to assume the manufacturer mentality.
所以很多时候我们精疲力尽的原因就是让我们自己想成为那个供应的人，我们自己想成为那个制造商。
So the fourth idea we get when we are serving in a church is that we are called to rest.We are called to be distributors and not manufacturers.
所以当我们在教会侍奉的时候，我们就是用来安息，我们只是来用来分配。
I haven't seen a mailman who is worried about the contents of the mail he's delivering.
我从来没有看过邮递员为今天送什么邮件而感到焦虑的。
He just goes and delivers.
他的工作就只是把那些邮件发出去，他并不要在乎他发的是什么邮件。
And that's what we are supposed to do.
我们也应该是如此。
The fifth idea we get from this chapter is found in verses 15 to 17.
第五点是来自于十五节到十七节。
And that is, it starts by saying, when they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?
那么一十五节说，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对门徒彼得，对西门彼得说。约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Now we know by this time that Peter has denied Jesus Christ three times.
我们知道，在这个之前，彼得曾三次不认主。
And this happened just few days ago.
所以这个事情的确是在几天前才在彼得身上发生的。
Jesus was willing to eat with this guy.
但是耶稣好像对彼得还情有独钟。
And you'd imagine that after they finished eating, he would say, "Hey, remember, a few days ago, you denied me."
你可能会想，耶稣吃过早饭以后，就会对西门说，嘿、hey, ，你忘了，你别忘了，你前几天还三次不认我呢。
So, but Jesus doesn't do that.
当然，耶稣。
He eats with him, and then he asks him the question of love.
耶稣并没有这么做。耶稣相反，耶稣只是问，你爱我吗？
The question that in this Christian life, the question that we asked when we started the journey is the question of love.
那么在教会，在我们开始这个一切的这个事情的时候，我们应该问的是从爱开始问起。
God so loved us that He gave His only Son for us to save us.
因为的确，神是因为开始爱我们，才愿意把赐下独生子，让我们能够得永生。
And the call for us today is the call of love.
所以今天对我们的呼召是爱的呼召。
We start with love, and then we are asked to do love in the course of this journey.
我们是由爱开始，我们也是靠爱来把这个事情完成。
Jesus is not there to point our mistakes and to keep us down because of what we have done.
耶稣从来不会，总是一面不停的指责我们，让我们垂头丧气。
He is ready to love us.
神总是愿意爱我们。
And to in our journey, he wants to continue to show this love to others.
他希望我们能够在以后的生活能够继续这样的爱。
And this question is for us today. Do you love me?
所以今天这个问题也是对于我们每一个信徒的，你爱神吗？
The call, the question for the church today is, do you love Jesus Christ?
对教会来说，你爱耶稣吗？
We are not called to preach.
我们的职责，我们的呼召不是传道。
We are not called to do miracles.
我们也不是用来行神迹。
We are not to be called to be members of a church.
我们也不是成为教会的会员而已。
That's what we do. That is not our call.
这只是我们所做的，这却不是我们的呼召。
Mother Teresa once said, "Many people may mistake our work for our vocation."
那么，特蕾莎修女曾经说过，有很多人把我们的这个工作和我们的职业搞混了。
Our vocation or our call is the love of Christ.
我们的职业是爱耶稣。
And in the end, the last thing we are going to be asked is a question of love.
所以最后这个问题就是一个关于爱的问题。
The only account you are asked to give is going to be a question of love, an account of love.
所以这个问题，我们需要，我们唯一要跟神去交代的就是关于你如何交代爱这个事情。
In Matthew 25, when the king was asking the ones on the right, on the ones on the left, he said this, "Inasmuch as you did it for one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it for me."
在马太福音25章是这么说，这些事情你既做在我这弟兄中的一个的最小的身上，就是做在我的身上。
We are not going to be asked how many times you preached.
我们不会被神问到，你一共讲了多少次道啊？
We are not going to be asked how many times you went to church.
神也不会问你，你去了教会多少次呀？
But you are going to be asked whether you love your brother or not.
但是神会问你，你爱你的弟兄姊妹吗？
So love in the beginning, love in the middle, and love in the end.
所以是由爱开始，爱来成全，也爱来完成。
So today, if our response to this question of love is, yes, Lord, we love you like Peter.
如果今天我们要回应这个问题，我们应该像彼得那样说，是的，主，我爱你。
So let's receive the call Jesus is given to the church.
让我们一起来领受神对耶稣对教会的呼召。
And this is, feed my lambs. When he says, feed my lambs, it means there are young amongst us.
当他说喂羊，我的小羊，那么小羊指的是那些在我们里面还灵命比较年轻的这个信徒。
Take care of my sheep.
照顾我的羊。
And then feed my sheep.
然后喂羊我的羊。
This is the mission that God, Jesus Christ, has given to His church, and this is the mission of this church.
这就是神给我们所有教会的使命，也是给。这个教会，我们教会的使命。
Amen.
Amen.
So, at the end, I just wanted to say a small thing about a conference that we are putting together.
所以最后，我想介绍一下关于我们在我们教会马上要举行的一个大会。
It is called God You Conference. If you want to know what God You means, come to the conference.
这个名字叫做神你。你要知道神你是什么意思的话呢，你就请你来到大会。
But it is a conference about different points of view in the world and how the biblical point of view makes sense.
这个大会的这个内容是介绍世界上一些不同的世界观，然后呢讲我们这个基督徒的这个世界观是如何的不一样。
I guess one of your own dean was telling me Sean Fowler will be one of the speakers.
那么其中的一个讲员就是 Sean Fowler， 也是曾经来帮助我们青少年施工那位美国年轻人。
And if you want more information, I have some cards here. I will leave them with Dean. And go to the website and take a look there.
如果大家对这个感兴趣的话呢，我会把一些卡片留在这里，请大家来自由领取。
Again, thank you very much for inviting me, for having me here. It's an honor for me to be here. And thank you.
再次谢谢大家邀请我，我感到非常的荣幸。
God bless you all and peace.
上帝祝福你们。